Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence to reveal your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of Psalm 142, we're going to look at verses 7. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. We want to use for a teaching today, from prison to praise. From prison to praise. We are living in a time where there is so much bondage, so much oppression, so much depression, so much wickedness. And this is a time where God wants to do things and show us things that we have never seen before. In Jeremiah 33 verses 3, God said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. But the key in seeing great and mighty things is calling unto God in prayer. I remember when Jesus met Nathanael and told him, because I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. That's in John chapter 1, verses 50. And truly, we are in a time where God wants to reveal his all, his power, before the eyes of this nation, before the eyes of this world, before the eyes of those who don't know him, so that they can and will know that he is not dead, he is yet alive, and that there is nothing too hard for him to do if they could only believe. In our text, we notice how David was saying about bring my soul out of prison. And David realized that prison was a place of limitation. Also in Acts chapter 12 verses 1 through 5, it talks about Peter who was kept in prison. And that is a place the enemy wants to keep us in, because a prison is a place of limitations, of confinement, of restrictions, of bondage, doing what someone else tells you to do, whether you like it or not, wearing what others give you and not what you want to wear, eating what someone else gives you and you not picking what you want to eat. Prison. And prison is not designed to make you feel comfortable, excited, or happy. But it should make you mad, upset, frustrated, where you won't go back once you get out. But sad to say, in our society, they're what you call repeat offenders. Those who go to prison for crimes, and when they get out, they do the same thing where they go right back to prison. Well, they have not learned the first time. And some, this is even more sadder, they love being in prison because they feel they can't make it being outside. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And if we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, he will keep us, preserve us, and sustain us, where we won't go back to a place of being limited, but he will bring us into our wealthy place. Although Peter was put in a place where he was limited, restricted, and bound, the church did not make picket signs, free Peter, set Peter free, marching around the prison. No. Nor did the church walk up and down in front of the prison, shouting, let Peter go. That's not fair. But the church prayed to God for Peter to be free. And their prayer was heard, and God responded to them when Peter was released. But I must say this, Peter's freedom did not just come because the church prayed for him. although that had a lot to do with it. But Peter's freedom came because Peter wanted to be free. I must stress that. Although the church prayed to God that he would set Peter free, God responded. God sent an angel. You know the story in Acts chapter 12. An earthquake. The prison doors flew open. But guess what? Once the prison doors flew open, the angel did not carry Peter out of the prison cell. Peter had to walk out. I think you get that. Note, we can pray for people to be saved, but their getting saved will not just come because we pray it. They must want to be saved and do what they will be told to do. So the church praying to Peter or for Peter was great. But Peter had to make a decision. Once the angel came down, his chains fell off his hands and his feet, the doors opened, he had to make a decision whether or not I want to come out of this prison cell, this place that's got me limited, restricted, confined, and bound, or I can move to a place where there will be no limits, no restrictions. But Peter chose to be free. And he walked out when God caused the door to open for him. What David said in Psalm 142 verse 7. Bring my soul out of prison. Bring my soul out of limitations. Bring my soul out of restrictions. Bring my soul out of confinement. And many times we come to God's house, but we are trapped. Our praise is locked up, hindered, just laying there in us. And we go through the motions of being happy, excited. But you can't fake real joy. You cannot pretend to have real peace. And if we are not careful, we can become comfortable being in prison and think that this is the way we have to be. But Jesus said in John 10 and 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And when we come to church, we look at others who lift up their hands, they sing, and they're thanking the Lord. But we sit there being miserable, disgusted, frustrated, mad, and wonder why we even came to church. And then we get the nerve to get an attitude with those who are happy, excited, on fire for the Lord, and glad to be in the house of the Lord. But until we get tired of being in prison and get real with ourselves and get real with God, and stop pretending and faking and knowing that we need to be free, nothing will happen for us. But note something. There are areas in our lives that we can be held prisoners in. Please hear this. Our minds can be in prison. When we think negative, we think that nobody loves us, we think that everybody is against us. We think so little about ourselves and even God. Instead of thinking about where God brought us from, and if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, we would not be here. So our minds can be in prison. Number two, our hearts can be in prison. Where we can harbor things against others and won't release or forgive those who have wronged us or hurt us. And we don't want to forgive. We become bound to the person we are holding things against. Our hearts can be in prison. David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I hold things in my heart against somebody and I know it's there, and I don't want to deal with it, God is not hearing nothing I'm saying because my heart has been in prison, limited, restricted. And the danger of not forgiving is that you can die like that and you could be lost. Our spirit can be in prison where we stay frustrated, vexed, weighed down and upset over what we cannot change. Instead of rejoicing in the Lord and praising Him for His goodness to us, our spirit can be in prison. Our vision can be in prison, where all we can see is what we are doing and the mistakes that we are making. Where we don't see ourselves or what God is trying to do for us and what He's trying to reveal in us. Our vision. We could have what you call tunnel vision, where you can only see what's in front of you. But sometimes God wants to give us peripheral vision, where you see more than what you just see in front of you. Our vision can be in prison. And then, as David said, our soul can be in prison, where we can be bound because of sin, unconfessed sin, unforgiveness, wickedness, and just won't do right. But just as David cried out to the Lord and said, bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. Remember, we're dealing from prison to praise. David cried out to God because he recognized, Lord, I'm limited. I'm restricted. I'm bound. I'm confined. And I want to be free. I may praise your name because I can't praise you being like this. And the reason why David's soul was in prison is because he did wrong. And sin will bind us, imprison us, and rob us of joy, rob us of peace, rob us of victory, of happiness. And David was tired of being limited, restricted, confined. So he asked God, the only one who can bring him out of prison, to bring him out. And the same God who responded to David and brought him out of prison wants to bring us out of prison, where we can get what he has for us. Because when a person is in prison, they cannot go where they want to go, do what they want to do, eat what they want to eat, sleep when they want to sleep, take trips when they want to go, and wear what they want to wear. And just as sin caused David to be in prison, but repentance freed him. Peter was kept in a natural prison, and the church prayed that God would free him. The church prayed that God would release him. The church asked God to deliver Peter from that natural prison. And although he was confined naturally, he was free spiritually. And many might be confined naturally, but if you're saved, you are free spiritually. And the day will come when God will eventually free people. But if they don't, they're still heaven bound. Although they might be naturally confined. Jesus said in John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Then Jesus said in Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. As we close, Jesus wants to free us. But we must believe him to do it, as well as ask him to do it. And if we want to go from prison to praise, then we must cry out, as David said, Lord, bring my soul, not just your soul. Bring my heart out of prison. Bring my mind out of prison. Bring my spirit out of prison. Bring my vision out of prison, that I may praise your name. You're listening to this message. And Jesus may not be your personal Lord and Savior. Your soul is in prison because of sin. Your soul is locked up, my friend. And your soul is hell bound. But the good news of the gospel is, you can be brought from prison to praise while you're alive. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus said, if he sets you free, my friend, you will be free. But the question comes to you. Do you want to be brought from prison to praise? Do you want to be brought from prison, from being hell bound, to becoming heaven bound? And the way to do that, my friend, is by giving your life to Jesus Christ. Just as David cried out, Lord, bring my soul out of prison. God waits to hear your cry, my friend. But get something else. In Acts chapter 12, the church prayed and asked God to set Peter free. God heard their cry. God sent an earthquake. The chains fell off Peter's hands. The chains fell off Peter's feet. The prison doors were open. And then the angel left. You know what that's saying? God has done his part, my friend, in making it possible for you to come to heaven. And that's by you giving your life to Jesus Christ. But he will not make you surrender your life to him. That's your decision. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day. It's your choice. It's decision time now, my friend. Do you want to remain in prison? Or do you want to come out of prison? Do you want Jesus to set you free? That you would know that heaven will be your eternal resting place when you leave this world. If you will, my friend, stop what you're doing right now. Bow your head at this moment. I want you to lead you into a prayer, my friend, that can bring your soul, your heart, your mind, your vision, your spirit out of prison and give you a new beginning of life. I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. I believe you hung on a cross. You shed your blood for my sins. I believe you died, you was buried, and you rose again. I believe you're alive right now. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. And Lord Jesus, I thank you from bringing me from prison to now praising you. I thank you from bringing my spirit, my heart, my soul, my vision out of prison into a new beginning of life. I thank you for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, signed with your blood. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me and for bringing my soul out of prison, from prison to praise. I thank you, wonderful Jesus, in Jesus' name. From prison to praise.